Sorry, 开始吧。
OK，
喂，昆特，被尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好，今天是2020年10月1日星期日，我们今天非常荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的 Roda Charan 塔布为我们讲述今天的圣殿博加瓦坛的早课，敬请聆听。 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 Reading this morning from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 9, Text Number 5. This chapter is entitled Answers by Citing the Lord's Version.
我们今天阅读圣殿博加瓦坛第二篇第九章。我们今天阅读的诗节呢是第五诗节。这一章的题目是引用至尊主的说法作答。
Okay.Sa,
sa,
adideva,
adideva,
jagatam,
jagatam,
para,
para,
guru,
guru,
svadishnyam,
vadishnyam,
ashtaya,
ashtaya,
shishrikshaya,
Shishrishakya
Ekshata
Ekshara
Tam
Tam
Na
Na
Adyagachat
Adyagachat
Drisham
Drisham
Atra
Atra
Tamatam
Tamatam
Prapancha,
Prapancha,
Nirmana,
Nirmana,
Vidi,
Vidi,
Yaya,
Yaya,
Bhavet,
Bhavet,
Saadi Devo Jagatam Paro Guru,
Saadi Devo Jagatam Paro Guru,
Svadishnyam Ashtaya Shrishikshekshata
Svadishnyam Ashtaya Shrishikshayakshata
Tam Nadyaga Chatdrisham Atrasmatam
Tam Nadyaga Chatdrisham Atrasmatam
Prapancha Nirmana Vidiryaya Bhavet
Prapancha Nirmana Vidiryaya Bhavet
Sa Adi Devo Jagatam Paro Guru
Sa Adi Devo Jagatam Paro Guru
Svadishnyam Ashtaya Shrishikshayekshata
Svadishnyam Ashtaya ShrishikshayekshataShishrishaya Sata, sorry.
Tam Nadyagachat Drisham Atra Samatam.
Tam Nadyagachat Drisham Atra Samadam.
Prapancha Nirmana Vidiryaya Bhavet.
Prapancha Nirmana Vidiryaya Bhavet.
Sa.
Sa,
Ha, Adideva,
Adideva,
the first demigod,
一位半神人
Jagatam,
Jagatam,
of the universe,
宇宙的
Para,
Para,
Supreme,
至尊
Guru,
Guru,
Spiritual Master,
灵性导师。
Svadishnyam.
Svadishnyam.
Is lotus seat.
他的莲花座。
Ashtaya.
Ashtaya.
To find the source of it.
找出它的来源。
Shishrikshaya.
Shishrikshaya.
For the matter of creating the universal affairs.
为了创造宇宙。
Ekshata.
Ekshata.
Began to think.
开始想。
Tam.
Tam.
In that matter.
就那件事儿。
Na.
Na.
Could not.
不能够。
Adhyagachat.
Adhyagachat.
Understand.
了解。
Drisham.
Drisham.
The direction.
方向。
Atra.
Atra.
Therein,
那里
Samatam,
Samatam,
just the proper way,
就是正确的途径
Prapancha,
Prapancha,
material,
物质的
Nirmana,
Nirmana,
construction,
建造
Vidhi,
规的
process
过程
yaya
yaya
as much as
正如
bhavit
bhavit
should be
应该
translation Lord Brahma the first spiritual master supreme in the universeCould not trace out the source of his lotus seat, and while thinking of creating the material world, he could not understand the proper direction for such creative work, nor could he find out the process of such creation.
译文：作为宇宙中的至尊者，第一位灵性导师。如 Brahma 找不到他莲花座的来源，他在思考创造物质世界的问题时，既不知道这项创造工作的正确方向是什么，也不知道这项创造的步骤。
Can you read the purport, please?
要旨 Shukadeva Goswami 后面将要解释至尊主的形象及住所的超然本性。而这节诗是他的序言。圣殿佛教瓦坛在一开始时就已经说过，至尊绝对真理住在他自己的居所里，从不接触他的迷惑能量。神的王国并不只是只存在于神话中，而是实际的存在着。不同于物质星球的超然星球，名叫瓦昆塔。有关这一点，在这一章中也会有解释。灵性天空在物质天空之上很遥远的地方，有关它的全部知识只有靠练奉爱瑜伽做奉爱服务才能够得到。主 Brahma 的创造力量也是靠习练奉爱瑜伽而得到的。 Brahma 将创造事宜感到困惑，他甚至不知道自己是从哪里来的，但藉由奉爱瑜伽这一媒介，他得到了所有的这些知识。靠练奉爱瑜伽，人可以了解至尊主，而通过了解至尊主是至高无上的，人就能够了解其他的一切。了解至尊者的人也了解其他的一切，那就是所有伟大经典的观点。就连宇宙中的第一位灵性导师都是凭藉至尊主的恩典得到了启明。那么还有什么人能在不依靠至尊主的仁慈的情况下对一切有完美的认知呢？倘若有人想要对一切事物有完美的认知，他就必须寻求至尊主的仁慈，除此之外是没有其他方法的。试图靠个人的力量、自己的努力去寻求知识的人， 完全是在浪费时间。
Okay, I want to read text number 6.
Okay.
Sa chintayan vacharam ekadambaya supashro dvir viditam chovibu sparsheshu yatsudasham ekambimsham niskinchananam nripayadanam vidu. Translation. While thus engaged in thinking, Brahmaji heard twice from nearby, in the water, two syllables joined together. One of the syllables was the 16th and the other the 21st of the Sparsha letters, and they joined to become the wealth of the renounced order of life.
接着读第六节，译文：就在 Brahmaji 这样想问题时，他听到了附近的水中传出的两个连在一起的音节，其中一个音节是梵文子音字母 Sparsha 的第十六个音节，而另一个音节是第二十一个音节，而两个连在一起的意思是气绝阶层生活的财富。
Can read the translation, please.
要旨，在梵文的前二十五个字音的子母，在梵文的前二十五个字音字母中，第十六个子音字母是帕，第二十一个子音字母是帕，而这两个子音字母合起来就组成了他帕苦修一词。这苦修就是 Brahma。婆罗门及气绝阶层的人的财富和美之所在。按照 Bhagavat 哲学的观点，做人的唯一的目的就是为了苦修，没有其他的事情需要做，因为只有苦修才能够使人觉悟自我。人生唯一要做的事情是觉悟自我，而不是感官享乐。苦修这种方法从创造一开始就有了，由这个宇宙的最高灵性导师主 Brahma 率先采用。要得到人生的利益，人只有靠苦修，而不是靠经济包装、闪着耀眼光芒的动物文明。动物除了吃喝玩乐等感官享乐的事以外，什么都不懂。但人被创造的目的是为了让得到人体的灵魂苦修，以便重返家园，回归守神。 Brahma 对在宇宙中如何建造各种物质展示感到茫然不知所措，但就在他想潜入水中寻找方法及他的莲花座的来源时，他听到了两次啪啪苦修的声音的震荡。对渴求知识的学生来说，从事苦修是在经历第二次出生。这节诗中的译文听到了 Upashrinot 一词，意义重大。它类似于Upayana 一词，意思是门徒为了走苦修之路而接近灵性导师。Brahma 就是这样得到了主 Krishna 的启迪。就有关这一事实， Brahma 本人在 Brahma Samhita 中做了确认。在 Brahma Samhita 的每一节诗中， Brahma 都要唱到我崇拜存在中的第一位至尊主狗温的。就这样， Brahmaji 由主 Krishna 本人给他 Krishna Mantra 得到了启迪。在能够对巨大的宇宙进行创造时，成为了至尊主的奉献者 Vaishnava。 Brahma Samhita 中说，主 Krishna 是用十八个字母组成的 Krishna Mantra 启迪了 Brahma 的。主 Krishna 所有的奉献者一般都会念诵这曼陀罗，我们属于 Brahma 传承的 Sampadaya， 所以也遵守同样的原则。 Brahma 传承直接由主 Brahma 传给了 Narada，那儿的传给了 Vyasa， Vyasa 传给了 Madhava Muni， Madhava Muni 传给了 Madhavendra Puri， Madhavendra Puri 又传给了 Ishva， Ishvapuri 传给了 Ru Chaitanya， 这样代代相传，直到我们神圣的导师圣 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati。因此，只有在师徒传承中得到启迪的人，才能获得同样的结果或创造的力量。吟诵、吟唱这神圣的曼陀罗，是没有物质欲望的纯粹奉献者唯一的庇护。至尊主的奉献者仅仅靠这样的苦修，就会获得 Brahma 所获得的一切完美成就。
Om Agyanati Mirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miritamina Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stabitam Jena Bhutale Shayan Rupa Kadamayam Darati Shva Parantikam Namo Mishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatadesha Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasari Gaurav Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. We would like to express our deep gratitude to Krishna Baladev Prabhu for allowing us to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam today.
首先呢，我要向 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 表达我深深的感激之情，允许我们今天在这里讲述圣殿不扎瓦坛。
So, we have two verses here today that speak about the position of Lord Brahma.
我们今天呢要阅读两个世节，这两个世节呢讲述的是主 Brahma 的地位。
And there are many kinds of information that can be given to enlighten or to make these verses more clear.
那有各种各样的信息呢，可以给到我们，使我们能够更加的清晰去理解这两节诗所给我们提供的内容。
Because when we now Shukadev Goswami is going to speak about the process of creation, and this is something which is multi-dimensional. It's not easy to fit all these information into our little tiny brain.
那么圣舒克德瓦戈斯瓦米呢正在讲述关于创造的话题，而这个呢是非常的多维度多角度的，它对于我们小小的脑袋瓜来讲呢是很难以去完全的得到理解的。
So the acharyas, what they do is they try to simplify this description just so that we can get some ideas of what actually is going on.
Acharya 所做的方法呢，就是把所有的这些信息尽量的简单化，使我们能够至少能够了解一点这到底是怎么回事。
And we can only appreciate how the process of creation is taking place because we are also part of that creation.
因为我们呢也是这创造的一部分，所以呢我们也就只能从这个角度去能够欣赏到一点儿这个创造是如此是多么的宏大，多么的曼妙。
And Lord Brahma is the prime example of what happens when you appear or when you take birth in this material world.
主 Brahma 呢是最主要的一个榜样，一个例子，来告诉我们当我们出生在这物质世界的时候将会发生什么。
We are not born on the lotus flower.
我们并没有出生在莲花之上。
And we do have a father and a mother.
而我们的确有自己的父亲和母亲。
But Lord Brahma did not have a mother.
但是主 Brahma 他没有妈妈。
He was born from Krishna's transcendental body.
他是出生自主 Krishna 的超然的躯体的。
And that transcendental body is where all the universes and all the conditioned souls are resting.
而所有的这些宇宙以及所有的这些受条件限制的灵魂全部都栖息在这超人的躯体之中。
And at the time of creation, one of these living entities is chosen to become Brahma, who will create the entire universe.
而在这创造要开始的时候呢，所有的这些生物体中会选出一位，这一位呢就将是主 Brahma。那这位 Brahma 呢，他将负责整个的创造。
Of course, to be selected, one must be very qualified.
那当然，如果要是被选中呢，那就意味着这人是非常的具有资格的。
Because you become the first living being to take birth in this material world, but you also become the best examples of what is to be done and what is not to be done.While you are in this material world.
那首先呢，他将是作为第一位生物体在这个宇宙世界降生，然后呢，他还要作为一个最好的榜样，去告诉世人，在这个物质世界，什么是应该做的，什么是不应该做的。
So as the verse explained, Brahma is in darkness. This is the darkness of the universe.
那在我们的世界中解释中呢，我们知道主 Brahma 他是降生在黑暗之中的，那这也就是在这个黑暗的宇宙中。
And、when Brahma cannot find the source of where he's coming from because it is dark, he goes back down the lotus flower to find out where he's come from.
那就是由于是在黑暗中，所以呢。主 Brahma 他没有办法发现自己出生的源泉，所以呢，他又重新回到了在黑暗中的莲花之中去寻找他的源泉。
And at that point, he hears this sound of the two syllables, pa, pa.
就在这会儿呢，他就听到了这两个音节的声音的震动，他和帕。
So tapa means austerity.
Tapa 的意思呢是苦行。
It means that from the moment that you are born, you should understand that your purpose in life is to perform austerity or to perform sacrifice.
那也就是说，你要明白，当你在出生的那一刻开始，你的这个生命的目的呢，就是在于要去进行苦行。
So, what kind of Austerity was Brahma requested to do.
也就是要进行祭祀。那么，主 Brahma 他被要求要进行什么样的苦行呢？
He was requested to repeat the same mantra.
他被要求呢要重复着同一的曼陀罗。
And this mantra actually reveals the identity of the spiritual world.And the identity of Krishna himself.
那这个曼陀罗呢，其实是揭示了灵性世界，以及揭示了主 Krishna 本人的身份。
So as Srila Prabhupada explains, at that point, Brahma was initiated into the mantra.
正如像 Srila Prabhupada 所解释的那样，也就在那一刻呢，主 Brahma 他就被这个曼陀罗。这就在这个曼陀罗中得到了启迪。
So, Brahma received one birth, which was the birth when he appeared on the lotus, and then he received a second birth when he received the mantra.
主 Brahma 他首先得到了第一次出生，这第一次出生呢是出生于莲花之上，然后呢他又得到了第二次出生，第二次出生呢是来自于接受这首曼陀罗。
The first birth was in darkness, and the second birth was meant for enlightenment.
这第一次出生呢是在黑暗之中，而在第二次出生呢，也就意味着是得到了启明。
And once Brahma received that mantra, and he chanted that mantra for 1,000 celestial years.
当主 Brahma 他得到了这首曼陀罗之后呢，他念诵这首曼陀罗念了1000个天仙年。
Devotees are requested to chant 16 rounds every day.
那么奉献者呢，被要求是每天要念诵16圈。
How many devotees during chanting their japa look at their phones, look at their watch, look at something on the bookshelf, look out the window, and use their minds to do all sorts of things except concentrating on the sound vibration of the holy name?
那有多少奉献者在念诵的时候会看着手机，或者会看表，或者是会看着在书架上的其他的那些物品，或者是看着窗外，或者在让自己的这个心意里面四处遨游，而不是让自己非常专注的去念诵这首曼陀罗呢？
Because the result of Brahma's austerity of chanting this, what is known as the Gopal mantra, was that the entire spiritual world and the identity of Krishna was revealed to him in the heart.
那因为主 Brahma 他所念诵的这首曼陀罗呢，也被称为叫 Gopal mantra。那么他呢是揭示了整个的灵性世界，以及呢揭示了主 Krishna 在他心中的真实的身份。
So, what is important to understand here is that this mantra could only have a proper result because it was given by Krishna himself.
那么在这里面有一个很重要的需要理解的点，就是由于这首曼陀罗呢是由主 Krishna 本人亲自给的，所以说呢他才能够得到其结果。
This mantra did not come from anywhere else but the spiritual world.
那么这首曼陀罗呢，不是从其他的地方来的，而是从灵性世界来的。
It was not the fruit of someone's mental concoction.
这并不是从某人的心智推敲中而显现的。
So, Prabhupada explains that by handing down the mantra from spiritual master to disciple, you naturally create a disciplic succession.
释迦帕帕说呢，这首曼陀罗是由灵性导师传递给门徒，那也就这样的方式呢，他也就很自然的搭建起了一个使徒传系，使徒传承。
Now, what was the purpose for Brahma to perform that austerity?
但是主 Brahma 他出于什么目的才来进行这苦行呢？
The purpose of this austerity was to be very purely Krishna conscious so that he could create everything in the universe which is necessary for the living entities to become Krishna conscious.
那他进行这苦行的目的呢，是让自己变得完全的具有纯粹的 Krishna 知觉，这样呢他才能够创造这物质世界，那把这物质世界创造成的这个样子呢，才能够让在这物质世界中的生物体也变得具有 Krishna 知觉。
Now, where are these living entities coming from?
那么所有的这些生物体都来自于哪里呢？
These are all the living entities who throughout the different ages were not able to become purely Krishna conscious. They could not return to the spiritual world. Therefore, they go back inside the body of Mahavishnu. And at the time of creation, they come out again to fulfill their material desires.
所有的这些生物体呢，都来自于累世的这些年代。那他们呢，由于没有办法得到纯粹的 Krishna 知觉，所以说呢，他们就没有办法回到灵性世界去，所以呢，他们就回到了 Mahavishnu 的体内，等着再次创造的时候呢，他们再次投生，然后投生在物质世界里面，重新再去满足他们之前的物质欲望。
So there are conditioned souls who fall into the material world all the time, and there are conditioned souls who go back to the spiritual world all the time.
所以说呢，随时都有受条件限制的灵魂再次来到这个物质世界，但是也随时都有受条件限制的灵魂回到灵性世界去。
Now, during such a yuga, most of the conditioned souls are actually very spiritually advanced.
那在萨提亚年代呢，大部分的这些受条件限制的灵魂，during the Satya Yuga, most of the conditioned souls are very pure and
very spiritually advanced.
Okay, 那么就是在 Satya 年代的这些大部分的这个受条件限制的灵魂呢，都是非常纯粹的，而且呢，也都是在灵性上很进步的。
So most of them return to the spiritual world.
所以呢，他们大部分的人呢，都能够返回到灵性世界去。
Then in Treta Yuga, half of them are Krishna conscious, half of them are not.
但是呢，在 Treta 年代呢，其中的一半的受条件限制的灵魂呢，是纯粹的，而另外一部分呢是不纯粹的。
So some go back to the spiritual world, and some stay in the material world.
所以呢，有一些呢就会回到灵性世界去，而有一些人呢会留在这个物质世界。
In Dwapara Yuga, not many are Krishna conscious, most are in Maya. So some return, but most are staying.
那么在 Dwapara 年代呢，大部分的人都是住在 Maya 中，而只有小部分是在 Krishna 知觉里，所以呢回去的很少，大部分都是留下来了的。
And in Kali Yuga, practically everyone is covered by illusion, and only very few return to the spiritual world.
但在卡利年代呢，基本上所有的受条件限制的灵魂都是在虚幻的，都是在虚幻中被覆盖的。所以呢，只有很少的一点能够回到去灵性世界。
At the end of the life of Brahma, these are the conditioned souls that return.Inside the body of Lord Vishnu, and they wait for the next creation to come out again.
所以说呢，在主 Brahma 的一生结束的时候呢，这些受条件限制的灵魂呢，就会回到主 Vishnu 的这个躯体里面，然后等着等下一次再一次投生，等到下一次的再一次的投生。
So their soul with their mind and intelligence.Is resting, but the material desires, which is inside the mind and the intelligence, will come out again to be fulfilled.
所以这些灵魂呢，他们有心意，而且呢也有一些智性。那么这些呢，全都处在一种休息沉睡的这种状态。但是呢，等到他们再次醒过来的时候呢，这些之前沉睡的欲望。也都这个心意也都会重新的再醒过来。
So when Brahma begins to create, he brings forth all sorts of living entities who will take birth in so many different forms in so many different planets.
所以说，当主 Brahma 他在创造的时候呢，他就会使所有的这些生物体再次的恢复他们的力量。那么所有的这些生物体呢，是会。恢复成各种各样的生物的形式的。
And he can only do that because he is purely Krishna conscious.
但是主 Brahma 他之所以能够做到这一点呢，是由于他自己是处在纯粹的 Krishna 知觉中的。
You cannot have someone who is in charge of an entire universe who is constantly affected by the modes of material nature. That would bring the universe into complete.Chaos.
那不可能找一个心意在不断的受到这个物质自然属性的影响下的人来管理和控制整个的这个宇宙。那因为如果这样的话呢，就会使整个宇宙是处于一片混乱之中。
So the realization of Brahma as the result of chanting this mantra before the creation.Was that he understood everything about the spiritual world?
所以说呢，在主 Brahma 他创造这宇宙之前，他就需要 通过念诵这曼陀罗先得到觉悟，并且呢了解在灵性世界的一切。
And therefore he was able to give direction and give knowledge into the material world to help people come back to the spiritual world.
这样的话呢，他才能够把知识灌注给这物质世界，然后才能指导这物质世界，然后帮助在物质世界里的所有的人呢，也能够回到灵性世界去。
So the result of this realization came out in the form of what is known as the Brahma Samhita.
那他的这个觉悟呢，是来自于处于 Brahma Samhita 的形式之中的。这他这个觉悟呢，是以 Brahma Samhita 的形式而展现的。
So Brahma Samhita is everything that Brahma realized as a result of chanting that mantra.
所以呢，在 Brahma Samhita 里面所揭示的一切，都是主 Brahma 通过念诵这曼陀罗而得到的一切的觉悟。
And there are 100 chapters.
那这里面呢，一共有100章。
But Lord Chaitanya, when he was traveling in South India, he discovered one chapter in one temple.
但是呢，当Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在南印度旅行的时候呢，他在一个庙里面只找到了其中的一章。
And that was chapter 5.
那就是第五章。
So he copied this chapter 5. Brought it back to Jagannath Puri and gave it to all the devotees to also make copies.
那他当时呢就抄录了这一章，并且把它给带回到了 Jagannath Puri， 给了奉献者们，使所有的奉献者们也都抄录了这一章。
And this Brahma Samhita is made available to us today.
而我们今天呢也有这一章的 Brahma Samhita.
So.This chapter 5 actually contains everything that we need to know about the material and the spiritual world.
但事实上呢，在这第五章中呢，里面已经涵盖了所有的我们需要了解的关于物质世界和灵性世界的信息。
We don't know what the other chapters contain, but what we do know is that this chapter 5 contains everything that we need to know.
我们并不知道在其他的章节里面都有一些什么样的信息，但是我们的确知道在这第五章里面所涵盖的所有的信息都是我们所需要了解的信息，就是我们所需要了解的信息全部都涵盖在了这一章中。
So when we read Brahma Samhita, we understand that Brahma, everything was revealed to him. Absolutely every possible detail about the spiritual world was revealed to him.
所以呢，当我们在读 Brahma Samhita 的这第五章的时候呢，我们就知道了，所有的一切的信息全部都揭示给了主 Brahma。
So this confirms what Prabhupada says in the purport of text number 5, that Brahma was able to realize his position through the process of Bhakti Yoga.
那虽然帕布法的在第五章的要旨里面也都给我们证实了，那么主 Brahma 他证实了所有一切的这个觉悟呢，全部都是来自于 Bhakti Yoga 的修习的。
It means that even at the very beginning of creation, Brahma went through the same process that we go through when we come in contact with Krishna consciousness.
也就是说呢，即便是在创造之初的主 Brahma， 他所经历的这个程序，也是和我们在刚刚接触 Krishna 知觉的这个所要进行的这个程序是一样的。
Brahma was in darkness, we are in darkness.
主 Brahma 他是处于黑暗之中，而我们也是处于黑暗之中。
Brahma received a mantra, we receive a mantra.
主 Brahma 他接受了这首曼陀罗，我们也接受了曼陀罗。
Brahma begin the disciplic succession, we are in the disciplic succession.
主 Brahma 他建立了这使徒传系，而我们呢也在这使徒传系中。
In other words, we may understand everything about the material world, we may understand everything about the spiritual world, but if we are not connected to the disciplic succession, we will have no realizations.
也就意味着也许可能我们了解关于物质世界以及灵性世界的所有的这些信息，但是如果我们要是没有和这条使徒传系相连接在一起的话，那我们是不可能得到任何的觉悟的。
Sometimes people ask if the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is available everywhere, what is the purpose of taking initiation?
有的时候人们就会问，那既然到处都可以找到这 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗的话，那还有什么必要要经过启迪呢？
Actually,Many people become curious about Krishna consciousness because they hear the Maha Mantra for the first time.
那事实上有很多人呢，他们第一次听到了 Maha Mantra， 所以呢，他们就对 Krishna 知觉感到非常的好奇。
But where is this Maha Mantra coming from?
但是这首Maha Mantra 是从哪里来的呢？
It's coming from the spiritual world into the material world through the disciplic succession.
那么它呢是通过使徒传系从灵性世界被传递到了物质世界。
So even those who hear the Maha Mantra from all sorts of places, still that Maha Mantra comes from the disciplic succession.
所以即便是从各种渠道听到了这首曼陀罗，但是呢这首曼陀罗它依然还是从使徒传系这样传下来的。
And Srila Prabhupada explains that unless one is connected to the Guru Parampara, all the efforts that we make in devotional service and in our chanting will bear no fruit.
那么 Srila Prabhupada 说呢，除非一个人他是和 Guru Parampara 这条使徒传系相连接在一起，否则的话呢，他所付出的一切努力，他所念诵的所有的这些曼陀罗都不可能有任何的结果的。
So, therefore, the process of initiation is the only process which allows one to gradually return to the spiritual world.
所以说呢，启迪的这个程序是唯一的一个允许一个人他能够逐渐的回归到灵性世界的程序。
Lord Brahma was successful in the process of creation because he followed the instructions and the direction that Krishna gave him.
主 Brahma 他之所以能够成功的完成对于宇宙的创造的这个程序的原因呢，是由于他遵循了主 Krishna 所给予他的指导以及训示。
Then he gave that knowledge to his son Narada Muni.
然后呢，他又把这知识呢给了他的儿子 Narada Muni.
Narada Muni gave that knowledge to his disciple Srila Vyasadeva.
Sri Narada Muni 把这门知识呢给了他的门徒 Srila Vyasadeva.
Srila Vyasadeva gave that knowledge to Madhvacharya.
Srila Vyasadeva 把这门知识给了 Madhvacharya.
Madhvacharya gave that knowledge to Madhavendra Puri.
Madhvacharya 把这门知识给了 Madhavendra Puri,
who gave that knowledge to his disciple Ishvara Puri.
然后呢，Madhavendra Puri 呢把这门知识给了他的门徒 Ishvara Puri,
who gave initiation to Lord Chaitanya.
Ishvara Puri 呢是给主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 启迪的。
And gradually, this knowledge and the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is given through the disciplic succession all the way to Srila Prabhupada.
然后逐渐的呢，这门知识，这首曼陀罗呢，就给了整个这条使徒传系，直到给了 Srila Prabhupada。
Now, when we talk about Srila Vyasadeva, that includes also all those who receive initiation during that time, which is Arjuna and Shukadev Goswami and Maharishi Parikshit and the sages of Naimisharanya, these are all included in them.
那么当我们说把这门知识给了Shrivayasadeva的时候呢，其实也就意味着这门知识给了在当时的所有的这些圣人们，包括Arjuna、Shrila Sukadeva Goswami，包括他们所有的人。Maharishi
Parikshit,
还有Parikshita王,
the sages of Naimisharanya,
还有在Naimisharanya森林中的圣人们。
So all of them, by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, they all became part of the disciplic succession.
就是他们听，因为所有的这些人都听到了圣典波迦瓦坛，所以说呢，他们全部都授权接受在这条使徒传系之中。
So when you look in the first pages of the Bhagavad Gita, you have the list of the disciplic succession. These are the most prominent names. Not all the names are there.
对，那当我们在打开《博迦梵歌》的时候呢，我们会看到这条使徒传系中的这些圣人们的名字，但这些名字呢，都是主要人物的名字，并不是所有人的名字都在这儿。But
all we know is that it begins with Krishna and it finishes with Prabhupada.
但是我们知道这条使徒传系呢，它是始于Sri Krishna。 然后结束在Srila Prabhupada。
And Prabhupada took this knowledge of the Vedas, knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam, and then distributed it all over the world.
Srila Prabhupada 呢，他接受了这门知识，接受了在圣殿波迦瓦坛的这门知识， 并且呢，把这门知识呢传递到了全世界。
So to go back to this sound vibration that Lord Brahma heard, tapa, which means austerity, this is an indication that when we are born in ignorance in this material world, we only have one business. Prabhupada said, this is our only business, is to perform austerity.
需要做的只是一件事，就是需要进行苦修，只做这一件事就好了。Srila Prabhupada说，我们只需要做的一件事就是苦行。Now
Prabhupada calls life in this material world struggle for existence.
Srila Prabhupada他称为在这个物质世界的生活呢，被称为叫为了生存而挣扎。And
it's interesting because when the human being is born, the only thing that human beings have in mind is to be happy and to enjoy.
很有意思的一件事情就是，当一个人他降生之后，在他脑子里想的唯一的一件事情就是怎么去享受，怎么快乐。But
what actually happened is there is a tiny drop of happiness. And the rest of the time is just misery.
但是真正的实际情况就是，只有那么一小滴快乐，而剩下的全部都是痛苦。And
therefore there is this constant struggle to seek out happiness where in a place where it's not possible to find it.
那所发生的情况就是一个人他总是在苦苦地挣扎着在寻找着快乐。 但是呢，他所寻找快乐的这个地方呢，是根本就不可能找到快乐的。So
in order to become happy, what do people do? They perform austerity.
那么，所以为了要得到快乐，那人们做什么呢？那他就开始进行苦行。Austerity
of the mind, austerity of the speech, austerity of the body.
心意的苦行，言语的苦行，以及躯体的苦行。
So people perform sacrifice all the time.
对人们呢，是始终都在进行祭祀的、牺牲的。But
they didn't hear the word tapa at the time of birth.
但是呢，当他们在出生的时候呢，并没有听到tapa这个词。
They heard the word enjoy.
他听到这个词呢是享受。
But it doesn't work.
但是却行不通。
So, the inclination to perform tapasya, to perform austerity, it's already there in the heart of every living being. Now the question is, what kind of austerity will you perform?
所以说呢，其实在人的这个内心中呢，其实已经有了要进行苦行的这种含义，但是呢，他却不知道到底怎么去进行这个苦行。
So I want to read one verse. Give me one second.
那我现在想读一个诗节，请大家给我一点时间。
It's a verse from the fifth canto. I'm trying to locate it.
Okay, 那这个是从第五篇里面的一个诗节。
Which really shows clearly the position of the conditioned soul.
那它呢是非常的清晰的向我们揭示了这受条件限制的灵魂它所处在的位置。
Okay, I can't. Wait, one second.
Yeah,
okay. Wait. Okay, so this is from the teachings of Lord Rishabhdev.
那这一部分呢，是来自于主Rishabhdev的教导这一部分。
Can I copy it to you?
Yes. Or you just can tell me which verse of it.
It's 551.
Okay, 这个是圣典博迦瓦坛的第五篇的第五章的第一十节。
You want to read it?
这个世界是这样的，主 Rishabhdev 告诉他的儿子，我亲爱的孩子们，在所有接受了这个世界里的物质躯体的生物中，被赐予人体的生物不该只为获得就连狗和吃粪便的猪都能够得到的感官享乐，而夜以继日的辛勤工作。人该为了达到做奉爱服务的神圣状态而苦修，这样的活动使人的心得到净化，达到这种状态的人获得永恒极乐的生活，这种生活超越物质快乐，而且永恒持续。
So the first part of this verse describes the position of the conditioned soul, and the second part of this verse explains what you should actually do to come out of that condition.
所以就这个世界的第一部分呢，就讲述了受条件限制灵魂它所处在的这种状态。那么第二部分呢，讲述了这个受条件限制的灵魂它应该做什么，然后从而能够出离这个受条件限制的状态。
In other words, if you're going to perform austerity, that austerity must be purifying and uplifting.
对，就是说，如果你要是进行苦行的话呢，这个苦行的结果必须是要有净化力的，以及呢是有提升力的。
And because we have short memory, because we are very easily distracted in Kali Yuga, the only austerity that we need to perform is to be completely absorbed in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
那由于在卡利年代呢，我们的记忆是非常的短暂的，而且呢，我们也是总是会被各种各样的事情分神。所以说呢，我们唯一的进行苦行的方式，就是让自己完全的沉醉在对 Hare Krishna 的圣名的念诵之中。
Srila Prabhupada explains that at the time of initiation, we take four vows.
Srila Prabhupada 说，当我们在进行这个得到启迪的时候呢，我们会发下四个誓言。
These vows are not meant to spiritualize us. They are meant to bring us to the human platform.
那这些誓言呢，并不是说是要让我们变成具有灵性化，而是使我们能够被提升到人类的层面。
There is nothing spiritual about the four principles that we vow to follow at the time of initiation.
当我们在启迪的时候，我们所发誓要遵守、要遵循的这四项规范原则和灵性是没有关系的。
Prabhupada explained, anyone who follows those four principles is considered a human being.
说爸爸说，任何遵循这四项规范原则的人被认为是人。
Then from that platform, we can gradually purify and spiritualize ourselves by chanting our 16 rounds.
然后从那个层面上呢，我们能够通过念诵我们的圈数，能够逐渐的得到净化，并且呢，逐渐的能够具有灵性上的觉悟。
And Prabhupada says these are the austerities that we need to perform. There is no need to perform any other austerities.
Prabhupada 说呢，这就是我们需要去遵循的苦行。那除此之外呢，我们是不需要去遵循其他的苦行的。
Because you can imagine, if you are an initiated devotee who follows those four regulative principles and chants 16 rounds every single day for the next 30, 40, 50, 60 years, you imagine the level of maturity that is required.
因为我们可以去想象一下，如果我们是一位启迪的奉献者，然后呢，我们每天都会遵循这些规范原则，每天呢都会念诵这十六圈，然后我们接下来在这三十、四十、五十或六十年的这个人生中呢，都在做这件事情，那它会给我们带来怎样的一种成熟的状态
？At the beginning, everyone is excited. Yeah, I want to get initiated. Four regulative principles, no problem. 16 rounds every day, no problem.
那在最开始的时候呢，我们都会感到非常的兴奋。哎呀，我真的确实就想得到启迪。然后呢，我每天都能遵守这四项规范原则，我每天都能念诵十六圈，这简直没问题。
Now you go back to that same person 30 years later and ask the same question.
但是呢，在三十年之后，如果你要是去找到这同一个人去问他同样的问题
，50 years later，
五十年之后
，So sometimes devotees they get attached to, oh, we have to do these rituals, we have to do this. No.Chant 16 rounds for the rest of your life. This is the austerity.
那有的时候呢，奉献者可能就会非常依附于去遵循各种各样的仪式仪规，但其实不是，就是我们应该真正遵循的这苦行，就是每天念诵十六圈。
We just finished recently the Purushottam month.
我们最近呢，刚刚结束了 Purushottam 月。
So many devotees ask, what can I do? Can I stop eating this? Can I stop sleeping? Can I stop drinking? And my answer was always the same. Chant good 16 rounds.
那所以有的奉献者就会问，那我是不是需要做做这件事呢？我是不是需要停止吃这样东西？或者我干脆就不睡觉了，或者我不喝水了？但是我对于他们所有的回答都只有一个，就是要非常高质量的完成十六圈。
Today is the first day of Kartik.
那么今天呢是卡提卡月的第一天。
Very, very auspicious.
所以非常非常的吉祥。
And believe me, Dana Kelly would give anything to sit on that bus at Prabhupada's gate, ready to go somewhere in Braj.
请大家相信我，这个当然 Kelly 呢，他可能做好了准备，然后要登上这个 Srila Prabhupada 所给予我们的这辆车，然后呢奔向 Braj 的某一个地方。
And to hear Krishna Katha in the middle of the cows and the Brijbasi farmers and Barahari Prabhu doing kirtan. Haribol?
Yes, Prabhu, I'm here.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes. 然后呢，在Braja 的某一个村庄里面，在很多的女儿的陪伴下，然后在说Padahari Prabhu 的甜美的唱诵中聆听 Krishna Katha.
So this year it's not possible.
但是今年不可能了。
So we have to, you know, we offer lamp every day to Lord Damodar.
那我们每天呢都要向主达摩达尔供灯。
Every day we read the Damodar Astakam.
每天呢我们都要诵读达摩达尔阿斯塔甘。
And every day we increase the quality of our chanting.
每天呢我们都要增加我们念诵的质量。
And we try to please Srimati Radharani. This is the month of Srimati Radharani.
而且呢，这个是 Srimati Radharani 的月份，所以呢，我们每天都要努力的要取悦 Srimati Radharani.
But we have to understand that Krishna consciousness is not about quantity; it's about quality.
但是我们必须要理解 ，Krishna 知觉和量没有关系，这是一个质的问题。
And the best offering we can make to our spiritual master, to Srila Prabhupada, to Lord Krishna, is to concentrate on what we already have.
那我们能够献给我们的灵性导师，给 Srila Prabhupada 以及Sri Krishna 最好的东西呢，是专注在我们现在已经有的事物上。
Because this is the only way that we will be able to do more.
因为这是我们唯一能够做更多的事情的方法。
In other words, if we have attentive chanting, then Krishna will give us the ability to chant more.
换句话说，就是如果我们要是能够有很专注的念诵的这种能力的话，那么 Sri Krishna 呢就会让我们能够念诵的更多。
If we serve the devotees with our heart, Krishna will give us facility to increase our service to the devotees.
如果我们要是全心全意的去服务奉献者，那么 Krishna 他就会给我们提供更多的设施，让我们能够更多的去为奉献者服务。
If we read the pastimes of Krishna with full faith, Krishna will give us understanding of more of his pastimes.
如果我们要是以全然的信心去阅读Krishna 的逍遥时光的话，那么 Krishna 他就会赐予我们更多的理解力去理解这些逍遥时光。
So, to conclude, the austerity that we perform must be based on quality.
所以说呢，这些它最重要得出的结论就是，所有的这一切都是基于我们的质量的。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay. Hare Krishna Prabhu, here is a question from Sumukhi Radha Maharaji. Sumukhi Radha Maharaji. Dingbai.卡布马特吉主持人和奉献者们，请问我们的师徒传系的名字中的高迪亚是指什么？是高迪亚修院吗？除了我们之外，高迪亚传系还有其他的分支吗？感恩您。Please accept my very humble obeisances to you, to all the devotees. My question is that in our disciplic succession, because we have the name part of Gaudiya, so what's the meaning of the Gaudiya? Is that means about Gaudiya Math or?And other than the Gaudiya Sampradaya, are there any other branches? Thank you very much.
We have a branch of Gaudiya in the south of China.
我们在中国的南方呢，有我们的 Gaudiya 分支。
Why do we use the word Gaudiya?
那我们为什么要用 Gaudiya 这个词呢？
Because Gaudiya is the name of those who serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the region of Gauda, and that's the area of Mayapur.
就是服务主 Krishna 追随主 sorry 就是服务追随 Sri Krishna Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的那个人呢，就是这些人呢是在 Gauda 地区。那么 Gauda 地区呢，就是在 Mayapur 这附近。So
the whole land around Navadvip is called the land of Gauda.
Navadvip 之地呢，被称为叫 Gauda 之地。This
is where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes.
那么这个呢，是主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu上演他消失光的地方。So
all the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the land of Gauda, they are called Gaudiya.
那在Gauda之地的所有的Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的追随者们呢，被称为叫Gaudiya。So
they follow the teachings of Lord Chaitanya.
所以这些高迪亚们呢，他们是追随主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的教导的。Now
Lord Chaitanya was also located in Puri.
那主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu呢，他也居住在Puri。So
his followers in Puri, they are in the location of Oriya.
那在Puri的这些主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的追随者们呢，他们是来自于Oriya的。So,
like the state of Orissa, yes?
Yeah, 就好像是Orissa邦。So,
they are called the Oriya Vaishnavas.
对,这些Vaishnava们呢,他们被称为叫Oriya Vaishnava。
So, we have Gaudiya Vaishnavas and Oriya Vaishnavas, and both of them are followers of Lord Chaitanya's teachings.
对呢,我们有Gaudiya Vaishnava, 还有Oriya Vaishnava, 那么这两类人呢,他们都是属于 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的追随者。
And then there are other Vaishnavas that belong to other Vaishnava Sampradayas.
那还有一些其他的Vaishnava, 他们是属于其他的Vaishnava Sampradaya的。
Okay.
Then she asked, other than over Gaudiya Sampradaya, are there any other branches? So you answered that question, right?
You mean branches of Gaudiya Vaishnavas?
除了我们之外, Gaudiya 传系还有其他的分支吗? 除了我们之外, Gaudiya 传系还有其他分支吗? Yeah, I think what she's asking that other than us, are there any branches which belongs to the Gaudiya Sampradaya?
Yes, there are many branches because, as you know, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is the Chaitanya tree. And in the Chaitanya tree, there are many, many branches. They are all listed.
那其实呢是有很多很多的分支的。那么在这个Chaitanya Charitamrita里面，我们也知道是有这个Chaitanya枝树的。那么在这棵Chaitanya枝树上呢，是有很多很多的分支的，而且他们全部都是在一起的。So
practically every follower of Lord Chaitanya has his own branch.
那事实上呢，就是说，每一位Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的追随者，他都有他自己的分支。
They are all listed in Adilila chapter 10.
所有这些呢，全部都被罗列在阿迪利拉的第十章里面，永恒的Chaitanya经的阿迪利拉。In one purport,
Prabhupada says, and in our ISKCON, we also have our branch from the Chaitanya tree.
在其中的一个要旨里面，说Prabhupada告诉我们。 那在Chaitanya的这棵树上也有我们 ISKCON这棵分支，这支分支。So
as long as you are connected to the parampara, to the disciplic succession, then you can have many branches.
所以只要你和这个使徒传系的parampara相连接在一起，那么呢就能够从中分出很多分支来。
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati created 64 branches.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Maharaj呢, 他 创造了64个分支。
So when you go to their temple, to each one of these temples, you don't see Prabhupada's picture, you see the picture of the local Acharya.
所以说呢，当我们去到这些分支的庙里面的时候呢，我们都不会看到 Prabhupada 的这个照片，看到的是当地的这位 Acharya 的照片。
I mean, this is a very interesting thing because Prabhupada in that chapter, he gives many explanations how to be careful about identifying which one is a bona fide branch and which one is not.
那舒拉帕这个很有意思，因为舒拉帕爸在那个要旨里面呢，也向我们提供了这个信息，然后呢告诉我们我们应该如何非常的小心的去认出哪一个分支是正宗的分支，而哪一个分支不是正宗的分支。
Okay.
Next question still from Sumukirada Manji. 在四大传系中，为什么 Shrapapat 对Ramanuja Acharya 非常的推崇呢？ So, among the four Sampadayas, why Shrapapat is particularlyrespect to the Ramanuja Acharya's line.
I don't know where you got that statement from.
首先呢，我不知道您是从哪儿得到的这个信息。
If you carefully read Srila Prabhupada's purports, whether it's Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, or Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will find that he has the highest respect for all the Sampradayas.
就如果我们要是仔细阅读舍帕帕在圣典博加瓦坛、圣典博加梵歌以及永恒的柴坦尼亚经中所提供的这些要旨信息的话，那我们就会发现舍帕帕他实际上是非常的尊敬所有的这四大传系的。
As a matter of fact, you will find in most of the cantos of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada quotes Madhvacharya a lot.He doesn't quote Ramanujacharya a lot.
而且我们会发现在圣典博加瓦坛中呢，在这个要旨里面 Shrapapada 他会引述很多的都是来自于Sri Madhvacharya 的话，他并没有太多的去引述 Ramanujacharya。
Anything else?
So far, this is a question. Sani Maji, 还有别的问题吗？
Mm, 我们暂时没有其他问题。
Hare Krishna, Mahabhu. So far, those are the questions.
Okay, so let's finish here.
Hey, 那我们今天的讲课呢就停到这里了。
Okay, Sati Mataji, thank you very much.
Sati Mataji, 非常的感谢您。
Dana Kelly Mataji, thank you very much for your translation.
谢谢 Dana Kelly 的翻译。Thank you very much, Prabhu.
And thank you for all the devotees for listening patiently, and I wish everyone a wonderful, rewarding,
而且呢，我也非常感恩，很耐心的聆听的奉献者们。那我祝愿大家呢，有一个很好的卡提克月。
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Kashyadesh Yatra ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Go Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
Hari Hari Bol. Prabhu, thank you very much.
晚
风的知音服务愿意聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。我们非常感恩Radha Chong Prabhu 为我们的精彩讲述以及对问题的耐心的解答，谢谢 Sati Maji 为我们安排的这样好的平台，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，深深的顶拜大家，祝愿大家在卡蒂卡月中度过一个非常的吉祥的开始。 Hare Krishna